Good luck. We're holding Shin Pei Ches Sif Dalet. We actually started the beginning of Sif Dalet last week. I would like to just go over it. Actually, it was 2 weeks ago. Last week was Purim. Just to go over it to refresh the Leilam's memory. And we'll take it further. Hopefully we do Sif Hei tonight as well. The Maccabi says in Sif Dalet, Nasa Mamin Chaveroi B'yodoi. If you were nice and biyad, if you picked it up and you gave it over to the anis, you are chayiv l'shalem mikol makom, no matter what. Afo pisha melech antzei lahavi. Even if you were forced, you had an oinis, you were oinis nefashis, you had to give over the item, you were forced to give over your friend's item, sakonis nefashis, still if you do it, you are chayiv. That was the Mechabe Shita. The Shach we had in Sivka and Chav Dalet argued, he paskin, even though Rav Rishon or many Rishon and paskin like this, the Shach went with the Ravid Sheet, and the Ravid Sheet holds a B'chai Gavni, you're going to be Potter. And as far as being, even though, let me explain back the Mechaba, we discussed 2 weeks ago, last time we discussed, that even though we now have a klal, that Ein L'chadov V'shem B'fnei Pekuach Nefesh, and Avad, you had a right to do this, you had a head to do this, it was permissible to do this, but nevertheless, you are going to be chayiv. What happened to this klal? Teretz is that you should, we had a different terutzim, but at the end, the last teretz we said, is that you should have done it amanas l'shalim. That Melech didn't care if you were going to do it amanas l'shalim or not, so on that chelik of your maisa hezek, you were not an oinis, and mameli, you are chayiv for the hezek that you did. You should have done amanas l'shalim. That's the Mechabe Shita. And the Shach argues, and the Shach Bisoy might agree with this lomdus, but he says a different thing, and he says that we don't view it as if you are the nenas to give over yenas money. It's your headache, but it's rather we view it. He looks at it the other way around. Since you were forced to do on that specific item, it's the other way around. We see the onus on that item, and if you're going to give up your life for that? Of course not. You're not mechuyev to give up your life to save someone else's item. So memela, you're going to be potter. He looks at everything as it surrounds that item. Again, but the Mechaba and the Ramah doesn't argue, and many Rishonim, Rav Rishonim hold that yes, even B'chai Gamni, you're going to be Chayiv. Okay, we're up to now this Ramah. Why wasn't it just Hera? And it can't be Hera. That would have been an Eitzah. Yitama Chacham, he should have just been Hera. And we had before that a Hera on the Oinis is Pot. But the Melech wasn't happy with that. He wanted more. He wanted you to actually pick it up and bring over the item. Just to be Mara, he wasn't interested in just that. He wants more than that. Okay. Comes along the Ramah, and Ramah has a new halacha. Beis Shutfim, if you had two partners, Shahayulen Choyv Biyachad, they had a joint Choyv alone that they had out on one of the people, on one of the goyim, and the sar forced one of them, he caused one of them to pata the chayiv, be meicha the chayiv on behalf of the shutfis, lifta chayiv, yeah, and he, of course he did that. The Ramah pata dezel loy mikri nosan biyad. Even though the second he was Michael, it sort of happened, but it's only a garmi. That's a maisis, the chayiv is really still kaim, beside. The guy owes the money to the shutfis. He was forced to do this. But because he gave that diba, they no longer will be able to collect the chayiv. Still, the Ramah says, at best, all it is, it's not nasan biyat, so all it is a maisa mesir, it's a maisa of amira, it's a maisa of like hera, it's garmi, and we have a cloud that garmi ba'inis, hera ba'inis is pata. So only if you nasan biyat, you chayiv, but if you only mara, if you only do other forms of garmi, you're going to be pata, since it was ba'inis nefashis involved. Okay. Now, on this halacha of the Ramah, if you look in the shaks of cotton and kafei, Saktashak, Venera, this was only in a case where you just parted the chayiv. But Venera, Dimhoyalem, Mashkin, Beshutfis, Ala chayiv. What happens if the Tsar, the Loiva, had given them collateral, had given them a Mashkin to secure the debt? And now the Tsar forced him to not only pater the chayiv, but also to give back the Mashkin. Venosne, Lahasar, he actually took the Mashkin that belonged to the Loiva and gave it back. Dezer, that's worse. Dezer mikri yereni nosam and nosam biyad. Now you're doing a maisa biyadayim. You're taking money that you had a shlita on, you had the money of the loiva in your possession, you had collateral, and you returned that collateral. So now you're a mazik in that collateral. You're now mamish a mazik, it's nosam and nosam biyad. And the mechava holds that nosam and nosam biyad is chayiv even on an oinus nefash. It's not going to help you. The horamo is only talking about when you just part of the chayiv without a mashkin. But if you already have a mashkin, that's much worse. That's already considered a maisa biyadayim. Correct. Now, what is pshat in the shach? So the shach happens to have, it is problematic, but for different reasons. There's a nesivis in kuf ayin vav, sif katan nun vav, who's bothered by the shach and wants to know, what was the case? We're shutfim. Normal case is, we're shutfim, and they gave us collateral. We're not both going to stand on the mashkin, right? So one of us has to hold us. I tell you, no, Zayzaket, you hold on to the mashkin. So my shutfim's holding on to the mashkin with my permission. And now what happens? The shach goes over and forces him to return that mashkin. So now the shach wants to say, I'm going to be chayiv because it was a nosam nosam biyad. It's a maisa biyadayim. It's a mazik. And oinis is not enough to pati from a maisa biyadayim. We had a halach which was brought down in Nesma before. In Nesma, Sivkot, and Yud Gimel, we discussed it. Is that our halachas are only talking about where a guy picks on you out of the clear blue. Oh, you show me someone's money, or give me somebody's money. But if you're a shomer on the money, and that's why I'm after you, I go over to you because I heard that you are entrusted with money from Bill Gates. You're entrusted money, Lavdu, from Reichman. And that's why I'm going after you. I'm not going after you because I know that you're Mamish and Nonivavian, but you're a Neman, and therefore Reichman trusted you with the money, and therefore I decide I'm going to steal money from you. Now that I go after you and I take the money, are you going to be chayv to the mafkid, to Reichman, for the money? No, that's a different halacha. I, Nosam and Nosam Yad, is chayv. Teretz is, Nosam and Nosam Yad is chayv. If why in the world do we pick you? Must be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's after you, Mazol Lecha Goram. But here, you want to know why they came over to you, the Shaima? It's because you're holding on to the mafkid's money. They once asked a mafioso who, I forgot his name, but a famous guy who kept on robbing banks, and finally caught him. And he asked him, why did you rob the banks for? So he said, that's where the money is. Like, of course that's why I robbed the bank. What did they go after the shomer for? They went after the shomer because that's where the money is. That was where the money of the mafkid is. So I'm not coming after the shomer because of him. I'm coming after the shomer because of the mafkid. And that, b'chai gavna, you're going to be potted. It's a halach in huchas shomerim, huchas pegadon. And the shach like su, the rishonim, say because even the mafkid only gave it, entrusted it with the shomer, al das kein, that if he's going to be push come to shove, and he's going to have any hefsid from holding on to the money, he's going to pat him from that. That was the understanding. What would he do if he was held to gunpoint? He would give up the nechasim. So his shomer that he appointed cannot be held to a higher standard than himself. And avada, even in the b'chai gam, he's going to be potter. So effect of nesiv is shutva ma'usha shomerim zel azeh. So if I told you, you know, do me a favor, hold on to the mashkin. So now, besides you being my shutev, you're also my shomer. Comes along the sar and says, you better give back the mashkin. And he forces you to give back the mashkin. So what's the sar doing? Yes, it's an oinis, and yes, it's a nosam nosam biyad, but we have our locha by shomerim, even when nosam nosam biyad, you're going to be pata. So here, what does the shach want? Since you're a shomer, avad, you're going to be pata even if you're nosam nosam biyad.
He says anybody was a shomer. Could be they had it in their common place, in their geshef.
But it was like in the office, and then we asked him to bring it over. Okay, fine. I hear the kimta. Okay. The Nesivis wants to suggest a different kimta. Nesivis wants to suggest it's talking about where the shomer, where the shutif decided to hold on to the mashkin shaloi bishus chaveri. He decided, look, if someone's going to have to hold on to mashkin to me, and let's say they even had a fight, I mean, it doesn't discuss this, see, but no, I want to hold on to that. No, you're holding on to the mashkin no matter what, and you're not letting me get to the mashkin. You don't even trust me, you're shutev. You're going to hold on to the mashkin. Now, I never entrusted it with you. I never wanted you to hold on to the mashkin. I was happy to hold on to the mashkin. So, b'chai gavna, that you are not a shomer on it, so to speak, in Mirtzayni Atoif. I didn't appoint it to be a shomer, so you don't have the patur of any of Seidim that come machmas the shmira. But you don't have this din because I didn't want you to hold on to the mashkin. That's on the Nesivis that designed the shach. He's not going to be a gazlan, even if he took it mamish shalei b'shusi, he's not going to be a gazlan because in order to be a gazlan by shomerim, it's much worse. You have to have shlichus yad. You're not a shomer doesn't become a gazan right away. Okay, whatever it is.
Is there a kinyan?
There's no real. I tell you, I'm moichel the choiv. Now, you don't really have the ability, perhaps, to be meichel on behalf of the shatvif, so maybe the chayv is still there, but because of what you did, I'll never be able to collect the chayv, because I have on record that the shatvim patted up the chayv, was meichel the chayv. So you put me in a position, I'll never be able to get it, so it's garmi. So in Nukhanami, it's garmi, so that's what the Ramah is saying, garmi bo'inis is going to be potter. But if it was nosim yad, if I gave back the mashkin, that's going to be worse, that's going to be chayv, because that's already mazik b'yadayim. But on the chayv, the Ramah already says it's only garmi. And on, so on the chayv I'm potter because it's garmi, and on the mashkin I should be potter because I have a hukhah shayim.
Maybe what he's saying is a bazoiv bite. Puts the race into the garmi. It's not your typical garmi.
No, on each chelek, I'm fine. This amoinis and this. All right. Maisa is stamazah. You have to understand what does the shach want. We just discussed in the shachs of Katan Chav Dalad, there's a machloekis mechaba and the shach. The mechaba holds that when you nosim nosim biyad, even boinis, you're going to be chayv. And the shach argued and passing like the raiva, but nosim nosim biyad boinis, you're going to be potter. Comes along the shach here, on the Ramah that says it's only garmi to pata chayv. So to shach, you should know that if you got a mashkin, you're already worse. You nosim nosim biyad. Who cares? Bishlam b'lididan. We should care. But the shach himself holds that even nosim nosim biyad is going to be pata when you're anoinis. What did he to wife? Okay, he made it into a mashkin and he made it into nosim nosim biyad. Still, the shach holds you pata when you're anoinis nefashis. What does the shach want? So this kasha was asked to the Divrei Mishpat, and the Divrei Mishpat answers that what we're talking about now is not an oynis nafashis, it's talking about an oynis momen. That's what the shach, the nafkamina for the shach will be by oynis momen. Adkan, the shach and Sivkan Chav Dalet argued with the Makab is only by oynis nafashis you have a ptur. But if there's only an oynis momen where you have only to lose is money, then the shach is also moided to the Makab that if you're nosav nosan biyad, you're going to be chayv. It's a chiddush, and that's how he qualifies or quantifies the shach in Sif Kon Chav Dalet. We know that the shach earlier on in Sif Beis argues with Ramah and holds that even oynis momin is also considered an oynis. So now you have to play with that shach. But the Ramah holds in Sif Beis that oynis momin is taka not an oynis. So it would be good. But the shach holds in Sif Beis that oynis momin is yet considered an oynis. So to Tivrei Mishpa, it's chaluk. When did the shach hold the oynis momin is considered oynis? That's only for moisa, for mara. If you mara for garmi, that's enough of a oynis to pata. But for maisa b'yadayim, for a mazik, even the shach's moida that the oynis momin is not enough of a oynis to pata you from mazik. And this mamish a beautiful question. He takes all the shachs on is that you'll have like the shach shita that normally an oynis momin is enough of oynis to be a mara. It's not enough of an oynis to do a maisa b'yadayim, but oynis nefashis is already enough to pata you for a maisa b'yadayim. And we're talking about the nafkamina would be if you would be an oynis momin that if you got a mashkin, it's considered nosim nosim biyad. It's a maisa b'yadayim. So mamela, that's where you're going to be chayiv. That's the nafkamina why the shach had to bring it down. And apparently, he wasn't satisfied just to say that the shach was talking in the shita sarama. He was needed a halacha la maisa for himself. There's still shreya the shach. If im calls there, there's still shreya the shach. The ksois asks, if you look in the ksois of Katan Gimel, like 6 lines into the ksois, he says, Lanis daiti, he's arguing with the shach. Lanis daiti nira, dafilu b'mashkin nami lohavi mazik mamish. Even the shach's case, with a mashkin is not considered a mazik b'yadayim. Elu mishum dina dagemi. It's only dinah gami. What is the shach for dining with this mashkin? Why? Kaven de guf ha mashkin enu ella kumay mazik shibudai. What is a mashkin? Mashkin doesn't mean that you own the money. All a mashkin is that you have a shibud on the money. Well, what's the halakha if I go ahead and I'm mazik shibudu shachaveri? A malva has a mokum where he could be goyva from, and I'm mazik that shibud, and now the malva can't collect from there. But the choyv is still kayim, the malva can still collect from the lever, just not from those nukhasim, because I destroyed those nukhasim. What's the halakha? Mazik shibudu shachaveri is only a garmi. It's not a maisvidayim, it's not his money. So Mamela Zakta Shak, Zakta Ksois, what is a mashkin? All a mashkin is a shibud. So Mamela, if all he has on the guy is a shibud, so how could it be a mazik biyadayim? Even though I did a biyadayim, but what did I do biyadayim? I was mafsid his shibud. So if I'm mafsid his shibud, it should be only a garmi. You have a shor that shtaises, a tam is chayiv, you go even migufay, so it's like a mashkin, the shor itself is mukhiv to pay for the hezik. And nevertheless, if you mazik it, it's not a problem. You're not mazik biyadayim. Kivin diukalus luke bezuzi, have a mazik shibudai, veinu chayiv, elu mishum dinu dagami. Vimkein, obezai, boinu should be potter. Maybe you say that kilo, this is worse than a regular shibud shakavrei. Since we have a klal with Rav Yitzchak that a bal chayv is kind of mashkin, you do own it to a degree. You have some schusim in it, and a mazik your chelik in it. So like, no, even to Yisrael mikusi lekan a mashkin, it's not true. It's only going to be a stam a shibud ba'alma. The halachas of mashkin is only been Yisrael Yisrael, not between Yisrael and Akuti. And then he goes on to say, void afilu be Yisrael nami akati and the shibud. And Memeli argues with the shach. And the divrei mishpat be'etzem does come out the same thing. He takes on the shach. If he says why the shach needs it, but he said it's a pelu. Even with a mashkin, all it should be is matik shibud shukaveray, and you should be only garmi, and mameli should be pata ba'ainis. All right, the achrayna merchant try to give eitzes, but in svara, the ksais and the divrei mishpat, you should probably go with them. It makes a lot of sense, and besides that, they're basroi keneged the shach. All right, let's continue with the mechaba. Bamedva mamurim zok the mechaba. Shim ansoi lahavi vehevi is chayiv. When do we say this halacha that when you're an oynis to bring and you brought it, you're chayiv? Is kishaloi higia hamom in lushus ha'anis. Where the anis did not have the ability, he didn't reach the money that he's trying to collect, the money that he's trying to steal, didn't reach his possession before you came into the picture. Ava anis sha'anis is Yisrael ad shehareyu. But Anis, who forced you to be Mara Momin Chaver, tell me where the money is. You tell him where your friend has his safe, but it's still locked up in his, whatever, it's still in his property. Maybe the Anis could get to it, he knows where it is, but it's still there, B'shus Chaver. V'omad ha'anis ala Momin, and the Anis is near the Momin. He's like, Omer ala Momin means it's B'shlitos, like the Mara's going to say. V'nase B'shus, it's as if he's a hawk, he's about to take it. Da'inu sh'yucha lishlit Allah v'litlai. He has the ability to get to it without anyone else helping him. He already has the ability to get to that money. And on the hera, you're potter, because we had before, honest laharis is potter. So right now, you tipped him off where it is. For that itself, you're going to be potter. Now the honest is standing near the money. He knows how to get to the money. V'honest is Yisrael. And now came along the honest and didn't want to get his hands dirty. So he was ma'anis noch a yid. He forced a second yid to bring the money that he already knows its whereabouts. No, he was honest a second person, even if he went to the same person. Even if he told the first guy who was so kind to tip him off, now carry it out, now bring me the money that you just tipped me off, and I'm forcing it to do so. Hareze potter, he's going to be potter, even though he did it. He was nosam biyada. He did it biyadayim, and we have a cloud that oynis biyadayim is still chayiv. Shekivin sha'am and ha'anis betzada oitza. Since the anis was already there, he knew where the warehouse, he knew where the goods were. Kvar avad koma sheyesh boy, it's considered, it's already totally lost. Ukilu nisaf, it's already for rent, it's already burnt, it's as if it's not here. And the fact that you went ahead and you actually brought it biyadayim, that doesn't count. That's not going to make a difference. For the Hera, you're going to be potter, because that's only garmi. And for the maisa biyadayim, the nosam biyad that you did, you're also going to be potter, because since the anis already knew of its whereabouts and had the ability to seize them before you came along, before you did that second maisa of heavy nosam biyad, so mameli potter, because it's nothing to be nosam biyad. It's already bishusai. There's nothing to talk about. Isaiah Paskind, the Mechab, it's really Gemara. The Gemara says this. Tisoid. So it's an interesting thing. If I tip off the melech, it's as if it's a done deal. It's already kilu nisraf. It's over. And male, if I go ahead and now give it over, I'm forced to do so. The Mechaber says, but honestly, it's Yisrael. And now I'm forced to bring it. I'm going to be potter because it's already nevad. So what's the pella with this halacha? The pella is like this. It's a halacha. Everyone knows from yeshiva days by mona tzvira tova. If you have a keli that you throw off the roof, it's on its way down, and it's in mid-air, it didn't break yet, give it a few seconds, it's going to break. It's considered a mana tfir, it's as if it's already broken. I come along, a second guy comes along, the same guy comes along, and swings at it and breaks it with a bat, he's going to be potter, because mana tfir tava. Because the second it left the roof, it's already a done deal, it's a gone, and there's no more kli left. So memele, the guy who's mazik could be a dime, by breaking it, is taka not being mazik anything, because kli lo, it's already genizik. All right. However, Zaktaisis and Daf Yedzayin on Mebeis, if someone shoots an arrow at a kli, and before the arrow reaches the kli, someone comes along and breaks the kli with a bat, then he's going to be chayiv. I want him to do the klal manatvira tova. It's oimi to be broken anyway. So Tosfos it's called look. Bishlemu when the kli is falling, the kli batzmusai. There's something wrong with the kli. The kli traveling in midair. That's not a kli. That's a manatvira tova. But here the kli is resting very nicely on the table. Just don't shine an arrow at the kli. But the kli bitzada atzma is fine. So the kli is not considered manatvira until the arrow reaches the kli and breaks the kli. Till then, till the last second, the kli is still considered a kli. And someone goes along and swings at the kli and breaks it. That swinger is going to be chayiv. Now, given that chilek, and we discussed last time after Shabbat, we discussed how it fits into Purim. But all right, but. So what's over here? When you went ahead and you were married and you told the anus where the money is, the money's still stationary. This money's still intact wherever it is. At best, the anus is like an arrow. He's aiming. He's going to steal it. He's going to get it. It's mamish on the way. It's a goner. That money is going to be lost. It's going to be lost. But the money batzmusa is fine. It's still bimkoima. It's still a makam shama mitzaratzmusa. There's nothing wrong with the money. So if I go ahead and I burn this money and I break this money, I should be chayiv. It's not a din of manatvir tava yet. Manatvir is only if the money would be flying, if the money somehow would be. But if the money's been kaimai and now there's a anus running after the money, there's nothing wrong with the money. Mamela, if I go ahead and I'm nasam biyad, I should be chayiv. Just like if I break this kli that an arrow is going after it.
I was thinking maybe it's more doima to if the arrow is going to the kli, you pick up the kli and move it closer to the arrow. So really, the etzem arrow hitting the kli, you didn't do anything.
Oh, very good. Excellent. Beautiful. Okay, I'm going to get to that soon, but let me develop it. Beautiful. Okay. So this shayla, Baruch Hashem, I found many achronim ask the shayla. The Agadol asked the shayla. The Agadol wants to say this is a raya to the other shita. The Rosh, seemingly the Rosh argues that the Mashal and the Ksois and Chin, was it Chin Tzadi, I believe it is, teaches up. Yeah, it's Shin Tzadis of Kanal. That the Ksais brings down the Rosh, touches up that the Rosh argues with Tzais, and the Rosh shows that even when an arrow is on its way to a Kli, the Kli is still considered a Mana Tvira. Even though the Kli Bats Musa is fine, but that's already a gone and the Kli is broken. Mamela is so to hear, since the Anas is on the way to seize the money, it's a Mana Tvira, it's as if Kilo, it's never Kilo, it's Nisraf, and it's gone and it's Pata. That's what the Argodun says. Brings a riot to the Rosh, Kenegatisis. Laniz Daidi, I think that even on the Rosh it's Shver. Adkan Lachay, the Rosh said is Alacha, is when the arrow is already in flight. What happens if I have a guy who's an archer, he's about to shoot an arrow at the Kli? He didn't shoot it yet. The Kli is fine. Nothing's happening. Everything about Smusa is fine. And now I go ahead and break the Kli. But he threatened. He's about to break. The other guy, the archer, was about to break the Kli. So what? But there's nothing wrong. That's for sure. L'chayra. Even the Rosh would be Moida. That's not a Manatvira. Manatvira is a Rosh holds it. If everything is in place and there's an arrow going, that's it. If you look at the picture, stop. Do nothing. No one has to do anything. I see a broken Kli. So Mamel, it's broken. Over here by the Anis, I feel him, Tim Salaima, the Anis is walking on the way to get to the Kli. I feel him, Tim Salaima. But Anis Daiti, Anis is walking, is not like an arrow. It's not Memela. Every step that he takes is conscientious. He has to make another decision, take another step, another step. Kopsiya Psi is a new Maisa. So right now, I don't see an arrow shooting at this Kli. So Memela, if I go ahead and break it, I should be Chayev, even like the Rosh. Ubeprat, the Mechabu's Loshin was Shekivin Sha'amara Anis. He was just standing there next to the Oitza. That's all he was. Va'amara Anis ala Mami. He says it twice. That's it. He was just Amar Anis Betzad Oitza. So he's not even on the way. He's like the guy who's threatening, I'm going to shoot the arrow. Very nice. But you didn't shoot the arrow. The arrow's not on the way. So Chay, even the Rosh should hold Bichayai Gavno, you're going to be Chayev. So what's Prat in the Gemara? Gemara Mufreshes that says Bichayai Gavno, it's considered Skilu Nevad, and you're going to be a Pata. This is a $1 million question that I saw all the Gedele Rosh Hashivas, or many of them, are bothered by this Kasha. Now I'd like to share with the Elam a couple of Terutzim. So you say this to Kashayla. First Teretz is the Granat, and Rishim and Shkop both give this teretz, and they say that Ad Kan, you have the whole Machlokes Tosis and the Rosh, and that whole tumult by the Kli falling off or shooting an arrow at the Kli is as long as the Kli is be'etzem salvageable. There's some chance, even if it's remote, but you could save the Kli, then yes, if you want to know mitzad the Kli, what halacha, the status the Kli has, the Kli is not considered broken yet. It's not considered broken, Memela, the second guy who comes along and breaks is going to be chayiv. But if there's zero chance to save this Kli, then this kli is already hefka, not so much like mona tfirut of it. Mitzadat musi, the bailam already miyayish from it. It's considered hefka. If there's a zero chance to save this kli, then that's it, and it's already. It's yotzei mishus habaylam. It's an automatic hefka. It's like zutu shoyam. It's an automatic hefka. There's no way to save this kli. It's a goner. And Mele Zok from Naftali and Mishimin that the case by an anis, if there's an anis standing next to an oitzah, there is a zero chance to save your money. It's a gone. That's it. It's nothing. Mamela, the reason why you potter is because it's kilu nevet v'nisraf. It's gone. The money is hefka already. I mean, it's a lotion of it's kvar ovad. It's already hefka. It's like zutu shoyam. It's too late. It's not because it's monetary tov. It's for a different reason. It's already zutu shoyam. It's it. There's no way to salvage its money. It's already hefka. Mamela, the guy who breaks it is going to be potter. As I said, the daily rish shivis. The problem with this pshat is a couple of problems. First of all, if this would be the case, so why does the Machaba have to say va'anas es Yisrael atchol yikol makom acher? L'chayra, even if he was not anas the sheni, as long as he knows where the money is, and right now we're saying there's zero chance to save it, it's already hefka. So forget it, I could go l'chatchila without any anas, even if the guy doesn't ask me. I could be a good guy. I want to go and be a good Samaritan and help out this anas. Let me go, take the money and give it to the anas. What's the problem? How could I be chayiv if it's already hefka? Why is the mechaba only saying v'anas es Yisrael? He was ma'anas him to bring it. Even without anas I should be potter because it's already nevad, it's already hefka. That's the first shayla. And Be'etzim, I found Baruch Hashem, the Chazanish, and Bava Kam, and Simen Tezayin, in two places, Sivkot, and Chof Aleph, and Chof Hei, he brings down also, when he's donning the Gemara, he doesn't bring down the whole kashas and all, he just focuses, hones in on the Gemara. He says, you should know, this whole Gemara, you're only going to be a part of if you have an oinus. If you don't have an oinus, you're going to be chayev. And he says, then don't say that it's already considered hefke and yish. He says, no, he brings a right from Tesefta that even with an anis, even by gzela, whatever, it ain't over till it's over. We don't say that it's mamish 100% it's going to be lost. It's not considered hefke till it happens. And mamela, the moment is still kaim, and if you go ahead and you hit it, you're going to be chayev. And the whole patur is only if you are nenas. That's how he touches up. Aye, so what's the patur if you're nenas? So he says in one place, he says, it's because mishum pekuach nefesh, because he was forced to bring it, and it's a pekuach nefesh, chashvinen lei de mazoli de nigzal garam. You reckon, you look at this as not the mazal of the guy who gave it over. You look at mazal of the nigzal, the mazal of the bala moment, that was garam, it's his fault that this oinis came about. Mamela, that's why you're potter. It's only potter with an oinis, it's as if it's mazal of the nigzal garam. Right, so l'chayra, the pella with the chazanish is that, what type of tzirf is this? We know halacha, the mechaber says at the beginning, if you're anas lahavi, what's the halacha? Even with an oinus, you're going to be chayiv. I want you say, mazaloi denigzal garam. So who has the kasha? The sma has the kasha. Sma Sivkon Yudgim, what we discussed before, says that the reason why you don't say it is because meichet teisi that HaKadosh Baruch, why did the anus choose you? He had a million people in the world to choose from. Punkti decided to ask you to be mara mamon chavera, or Punkti decided to ask you to be mevi mamon chavera. So mamela Dr. Sma, you can't say it was mazaloi of the nigzal garam. Forget it, it's rei mazaloi if this person was garam loy. Why did he pick on you for to help him? So you see that this is not a svara. And the only reason why over here is potter, because the Mechaber uses a svara, since anyway the anus was standing there, it's kvar ovad. So what type of tzirus is this? Kvar ovad alone is not enough, because it's really not kvar ovad, because it's not hefki yet, because there's still a remote chance to save it. And also we have a tzirif, you have it almost kvar ovad, plus he's forcing you, so now you have this heta, the mazal of the nigzal garam. What's prat in the chazanish? I don't know.
Maybe that's not why the Ramah has to put in a kashtikul perish over here. The Heinrich Yukul Yishdol of Litva, meaning this person could have been shilatan on himself. He could have done it. That makes it like it's a done deal. In other words, if he couldn't have been shilatan on it before.
No, but if he could have been shilatan on it before, why do you need an anus? Well, if you learn like the Rosh Hashivas.
Because if it wasn't an anus, then. We say we're talking about here a thinking person, maybe a guy in the trachish of a lemaisa. By the person telling him the avin oynis of the mongerets, you brought it to his attention.
No, God, it was
here. If you chalish like, he could have done it on his own.
Right.
And he's ma'anis, so he's showing you that he's going to do it. So the oinus of the fazoi feel to make it to the never because you're going.
Okay, so you're saying something else. You're not helping the chazanish. What you're trying to say is that if in fact it is honest, he's showing his determination that he's going to get the money no matter what. And Mamela, you see this as a done deal or 100%, whatever it is. So that will maybe help the Sheshivas, but it's not going to help the chazanish. No, Kazanish is saying that's because the Rei Mazola the Nigzal Garam. We never say Rei Mazola, only by a Shema. By a regular person, why did the Anis pitch choose on you? We never say Rei Mazola.
Rei Mazola is because since he could have been shot and he was being Ma'anis, so he's showing he's going after the money.
Yeah, Vadi's going after the money, but every time he's Ma'anis you to bring money that belongs to Ploini. Why don't we see Rei the Mazola of the Baal HaMomen? You see he's being Ma'anis you to go after Yen's moment. Okay. Specifically, he wants Reichman's money. Please show me. Give me Reichman's money. Still, we don't say it's Reichman's problem.
Those places could be where it's not.
So why should, because he's shailed on it, make it more rare than Mazoloy of the Nigzam?
Then he would pick anybody he finds in the street to do it.
Every time he could have picked anyway. Either way, he could pick anyone. When he can't pick anybody and he picks you, so it's Mamish Rare the Mazoloy of the Nigzam, because he had to pick you because you're the only one to get it. But if he could have picked anybody, so why did he go to you for? So Elamai, it's Mamish Rei the Mazal Chogaram. All right, whatever. We'll discuss the afterwards. Anyway, another kasha on the Gedolei Rosh Hashivas is that Batsim, if that would be the case, you'd be potter not only if you give it over to the Anis, but the second the Anis was Hera, I'll take it for myself. It's already Hefka. Why should I give it to him for? It's a shot of Yiddish Geld. Let me take it for myself. I could do it. I could break it. I could do anything to it. Once it's Hefka, if they're learning it's Mamish Hefka, then the sky's the limit. I could do anything with this money. Why it's only, it sounds like the Mechab, I'm part if I give it over to the Yanis. Any way I should be part if I do anything to it. All right.
Just a mashal.
If you're able to take it, then it's not 100% going to, but maybe, all right, okay. Let me break it. Oh, if I break it, all right? Okay. I want to tie in a different test, and that's what you were suggesting before. And I'll bring you a couple of rais to this. And that is that Ad Kan, you have the whole Machlokes Tosfos and Rosh, is if the second guy comes along and breaks it in a new oifen. The kli was throwing off the roof, or there was an arrow shot at the kli, and I come along and swing a bat. So I did my Maisa Hezek. The first guy did his Maisa Hezek, and then they hold Shailas. I'm on a Tvira Dov, and I'm on a Tvira. But what would be if somebody shot a Chetz at a Kli, and I go ahead and I speed up the Chetz. I blow a fan behind the Chetz, and I move it along. Or I bring the Kli closer to the Chetz, and it's broken. Anyway, it would have been broken. But I helped out that it got broken a nanosecond sooner. Am I going to be Chayiv? So I want to turn it to be Chayiv Gavna Zichayiv Bipata Lukuliyama. When you want to Hilkus Monetvir Tava, you're right, maybe it's not a Monetvir yet. But you want to know, did my Maisa do any Hezek? My Maisa didn't do any Hezek, because the exact Hezek that came out at the end would have happened anyway without me. All I did is make it happen a second sooner. That's all I did. But that Hezek was aimed to happen anyway, so what did I do? I'll bring you a riot. Tosfos says in Daf Mem Hey Amad Aleph, Tosfos says that when you're a Shomer on the Shor, that's Tosfos, and Vezin wants to go ahead and seize the Shor and kill it for being a let's say the shor killed somebody, and the Bezdin wants to kill the shor, and I go ahead and I take the shor and I give it beyad Bezdin, Zak Taisis, then I'm going to be potter. And Taisis' lashon is the belav hachi haye Taisin oisai v'lo yifsidu bailim bat fasasai klum. Anyway, Bezdin, you think Bezdin going to let me hold on to the shor? If the shor has a din that has to be killed, Bezdin going to get that shor. So by me going ahead and voluntarily going to Bezin and bringing the shor, I'm going to be potter because belav hachi Bezin would have done that. So look, what you see in Tosfos is where's the monetvir? There's no monetvir yet. Right? The shor is b'mekoyme, everything's fine. But nevertheless, Tosfos says you're potter because my maisa mazik that I did at the end was anyway what? Only giving it to what would have happened anyway. I brought it beyad the Bezin. That would have happened anyway. My mele, I'm going to be potter, even if you hold, it's not monetvir tovah. Baruch Hashem, I found that the Divrei Mishpat in Shin Pei Vav Sif Dalet Sif Gan Dalet shows on that Tosfos, and Imam says it's prat, how it stems with the Tosfos by Chetz. By Chetz we say it's not monetvira, and yet here by Bezin we say it is monetvira. So like, it's not monetvira. Prat is, you didn't do anything. There was no Maisa Hezek that you did. Whatever happened at the end would have happened anyway. So if that's the case, one time that's prat over here as well. What happened here? The Anis was Eimid Al Amomen. What the Anis is Lahabdu, just like Bezdin. He's going to get the money. What did I do? I took the money. I brought it closer to the Anis. That's all I did. I brought it closer to Bezdin. So I'm not going to be potter. Because the Maisa Mazik that I did was nothing. That Maisa Mazik would have happened anyway. That Hezek would have happened anyway. The Maisa is Lemais, even on this project, the shtuk shre, why do you need an oinus for? Same thing. Why did the mechabe have to come on to oinus? The reason why you put is because you didn't do away from anything. Even with it, without you, would have happened. Or all you did is cause it to happen a little sooner. Would have happened anyway. Another kasha on this is that
if you want an oinus, maybe it wouldn't have happened.
Why? He's going to get it. He's going to take the money. All right, let me develop. Maybe that's what you mean. Hold on 1 second. Another cash on this is ad kan, you could say such a pshat, is if lamashal, if I took it and I don't know, rolled it to the anis, I did something that I didn't do a maisa gzela myself. So you could say that maisa hezek would have happened anyway. But we discussed previously that when I pick up the item, I become a gazlan on it. So once I become a gazlan on it, that's a new type of a hefsid. Till now, there would have been nifsa through an anis coming and taking it. When I pick it up to give it to the anis, before I give it over to the anis, the second I pick it up, I made a maisa gzela. At that point, I'm already a gazlan on it. Let me be mechai from my maisa gzela. That is something new. That is a davar chadash. That wasn't the hezek that was going to come about. So let me be chayv al zat. Let me show you where I'm coming from. There's a Mordechai that says in Bava Kama by Chav Gimel Mebeis that when you have fruit on the floor and an animal is about to eat the fruit, if you take the fruit and you roll it to the animal, you get it closer to the animal, and the animal eats it, you're going to be potter. Mamish this type of zara. Because it would anyway would have happened. What would have happened at the end? Animal eating it. That's what happened anyway. That's the exact same thing. I just maybe sped it up a drop. But he says if you picked it up and then gave it to the animal, so the morki yig mechayev. Why? Because we mean the agbe kanya. The second you pick it up, you're a gazan. Now you're doing something else. You're doing a maisek zela. Now when you feed the animal, and a kanami, it's being eaten, and that would have happened anyway. But I get you else the maisek zela that you did before you fed it to the animal. So lechayev here too. The second you picked it up, you should already be a gazan on it, and you should be before you gave it over to the Anis.
So,
I'm telling you, Zutu Shayam we already did away with because of the Chazanish. He says it's not considered Zutu Shayam. And that's why the Mechab...
No, I'm talking about by the Behemoth.
By Behemoth eating the Paris?
Yeah.
Maybe it also. Maybe it's not 100% going to be lost. Maybe people could save it. The Raya picked it up. Right? Maybe people could save it. So it's not mamish like Zutu Shayam.
Maybe that's why you're fired. Obviously, the animal didn't get it.
Excellent. So that's what the Chazanish has. Beautiful. So the Chazanish is really, the Chazanish in a different place, in Bava Kama, a base of Katan Yud, has a problem. He brings down this Mordechai and he wants to know what's proud. He says, if you steal something to give it to the exact same Hezek that it would have done, so you're stealing from Nishkan ceiling. What do you do? You two dive nothing. Which one? You pick it up and you do something with it, you keep it, you give it to someone else. Then you can hear, you throw it to Zutu Shayam, you throw it to, so you did something with your Gzela. But if you put it and all you did was give it back to the Mazik, which would have anyway would have happened, so what did you do? So he's bothered by Stamazai. What's proud in the Mordechai? He's not over here, he's Stam on the Mordechai. And his territory is like Moshe suggests, is that maybe once you picked it up, now the animal is scared to eat from it. So the animal's not going to get to it. So when you picked it up, in this matzev, you are doing a gzela. Because now the animal is not going to eat it anymore. Now when you go ahead and put it back down and give it to the animal, at that point you're chayiv. Because you're gzela tudo, if you were mazik the item. Because had you not put it back down, it would have been in safekeeping. That's what Chazanish said. Actually, at the end of life, Tzorachin, if that's in the Mordechai, Yain Shom, he has a maybe a shtekah rai that can't be pshat. But he's bothered by it. But if you learn that the Chazanish, you're back to the drawing board, so everything's very good. Here we're talking about a case that even when you picked it up, the Anas would have gotten to it. He would have taken it. So Mameli Yigzela Tudoif nothing. The Hezek that came at the end would have happened anyway. Mameli, you're going to be Pata because you didn't Tudoif any Hezek. And now maybe you could say, and that's what maybe what you were suggesting, is that that's Pshat in why the Mechaba needed the Anas at Israel. Why do you need an Anas on the second step for? Even with the other Anas, we keep on saying that you're going to be Pata. Because nothing happened, no scotches, the exact same thing happened. It could be the Mechab, Avada maybe doesn't need the Oinus Lamaisi, it just needs the ability to have the Oinus. What I mean is that what happens if we talk about an Anis that likes you, whatever it is, or is not so terrible? If you show him where the money is, he'll take the money if no one's around. But if you pick it up and you keep it for yourself, he's not going to steal it from you. He's not going to kill you over the money. Let's say that would have been the case. So the second you picked it up, at that point, you're going to be chayef exela, just like the Mordechai said. Because now, it's in safekeeping, and now when you put it back down, you give it to the anis, now you're going to be chayef. You're doing something with the exela. So the Makabe had to say a case that we're talking about the anis, that he's being honest, you even when you hold on to it, you got to give it and fork over the money. So if Azah anis, yeah, then b'chay gavno, you're going to be potter, because nothing, there was no eschatches. Whatever happened at the end would have happened anyway. All right, it's a shtickle of a deichik pshat. But otherwise, I don't have pshat yet. The Achronim say, there's a Rabbi Chanan says a teretz. Chacham, there's Yeshua's Malko who has into Santa going to Shem Teretz. At the end of the day, no Teretz works why the Mechaba needs an Oynes on the second guy. It's torture. If you did something, then Lukhari Oynes is not going to pat you. And if you didn't do anything, then what do you need an Oynes for? Then you should be pat even without an Oynes. This Mechaba is a Tzorech Bir. All right, let's go on. Let's move on to Sif Hey. Chaparai Nocha Sif, a very important Sif, and now Mi'at Hashem B'Shebu Da'ilam Ha'Din Torah, a Ma'isa Shoyekacha, is a very Yisaitis Tikkat Halacha. Ba'alei Din Shoyisa B'nei Meriva Ala Karka. Two people were fighting over a piece of land, or a metaltalin, or they were fighting over a piece of metaltalin, a boat, or whatever it is. Zeh Oymish Ali, v'zeh Oymish Ali. I say it's mine, you claim it's yours, we're fighting. So far none of us show any proof. We're fighting over this. So what I'm going to do, I say I have no aid, so I can't, I'm not going to strong arm you, how am I going to get it from you? So I do a simple eitzah. Omer echad mihem amoser biyad anis. I call in the mafia, do me a favor, take the item and get it for me. And they go ahead, no problem. What's the halacha? Now I'm holding on to it, right? Or maybe the goy is still holding on to it. I call the goy to help me. I call the police. I call the court system. I have a fight with you and I hold that you owe me money, or I hold that item is mine, and you hold them the item is yours, and I have no eitzah with you. So what do? I file suit. I'll start a lawsuit against you in court. That's an anus, right? The goy should judge. The arm of the justice is considered an anus, and that arm of justice I'm bringing into the picture between our fight. What's the halacha? Zak the mechaba menadin oisa. You put him into cherim and sheyagzer hadavah lekmoisha oya until he brings it back to the way it was. V'yisalik yad anus mi b'neim until he removes the whole yad anus from between them. V'yasu din v'Yisrael. Go to Beis Din. Don't do this. Don't get a guy involved. Go to Beis Din. I mean, mainly you menad and I say till he does it. Now at this point, to be mechayvim money, it's a bit difficult mechayvim money because mechatez the item is yours. I claim the item is mine. So you can't say I'm chayv out mazik what I did because maybe I wasn't mazik you at all. But at least you can put a chayim on a guy that he shouldn't have had a yad akum b'emsa, and he has to bring it back to the way it was. He's not considered a moisa. Let's say the court system, now he had legal fees he incurred, or he got into trouble with the IRS, or he got into trouble with the officials, or Stam, while the mafia was ripping the item out of him, they also ripped his clothing, they were mazik him in other ways, they broke into his house, whatever it was. Even if he had extra hefsedim from it, zok the first sheet in Ramah, ein loy din maisa, do loy mikri maisa, ela b'miskaven lahazik, unless you miskaven lahazik, avo loy b'miskaven loy tzeh shaloy. Since my intention was not to hurt you in any which way, my intention was truly altruistic, quote unquote, it was a shma, l'shem mamon harbi. I only needed my money back. I wasn't interested in being mafs at you. All I wanted to get my rightful money back to myself, and that's why I brought yadakam b'emsa. You cannot call me a maisa, and I'm not going to be chayef for the hefseidim that were caused by it. It's the first sheet in the Ramah. Comes along the Ramah. Second sheet of Yesh Chokin, V'sriya Lehu de Mikri Maisa. He is considered a maisa. V'chayef l'shalom loy, and he's mechuyif to pay. Kol hazekoy imloha yechaveru sarvin. He's mechuyif to pay all the hazekim that came about, all the legal fees, everything that came about because of his mesira, unless the chaver was a sarvin. For kol shekein, and certainly im hisru b'tchilu shalay yedainu b'fnei akum. He asked him, come before b'dainu Yisrael, don't go to court. V'av, and he didn't listen, and he went to court anyway. Why? Because he's trying to save his own item. But good, but the Yechava invited you to go to a din, to a Beis Din. Sheyesh le din Maisa, he has Allah of a Maisa. So the Ramah brings down two shitas. You say this thing of Machlokes, when you have a Maisa Mesira, where the whole Maisa Mesira is only to get your thing, what you believe is rightfully yours, you want to get your thing back, are you considered a Maisa for all that have saved them that were Negram? So two sheetahs in the Ramah. The first sheetah holds that you cannot be chayiv for garmi, for maisa, and the second sheetah holds that you are chayiv, you are considered a maisa. Now the second sheet is really coming, one of many rishonim, one of them is the Tshuva Zerash. If you look inside the Tshuva Zerash says not only does he hold that you're chayiv for garmi, you're chayiv for the hefseidim, but you have a full din of a maisa that marida naisai, matzila naisai, benafsha will kill you if you do such a thing. You try doing such a thing, you try filing a lawsuit against your chava on something that you believe is rightfully yours, we're going to kill you. Like every din ma'isa, you have a right to kill the guy. He's a raidif. He has no right to go to court. He has no right to bring yarakim b'emsa, even with something that he believes is yours. And the Achrayim discuss that even the first shita holds that yipata is only if l'soifu shadov it was nisbarer, the taka, you were right, it was your money. But what happens if you made a mistake? It wasn't fully your money. You made it, you believed you made a toy, so you felt that that was halacha, but it wasn't true. And it was nisbarer that it really belonged to Yano, or chelik belonged to Yano. Then even the first sheet is going to hold your amaisa and you're going to be chayef for all the haitzais. But you have two. Sorry? Right, but there you have other, you have Chuvis Radvaz, you have other Chuvis that say, in Echonam, the Dik is a good one, but they say that Miskavin Loitze Shaloi, and it was Taka Shaloi. But if it was Miskavin Loitze Shaloi, and it was Nisbar that wasn't Shokha, belongs to somebody else, then you're going to be Chayef. Now, on this, this is a major, because this is Maisim Bechoyoyim, unfortunately.
What's the regular case of
Arkois? Regular case of Arkois, you have, by the way, other Isurim called Arkois. But we're Danning Mitzad the Moise Shaboy.
Why would this be any different than any other case?
Who said it's any different than any other case? In Eknami, you are asa to do al Kais, but want to know, are you considered a Moise to be Chayef for Garmi? You want to know if you're going to be Chayef for Garmi, al Moise, that you have two shitas, that maybe it's not considered Garmi if you're only doing a Lehoitzi Yeshocha. You took a shleik adin, he's going to have to pay for all the legal fees. But if he does loitze shaloi, he might go into this machlokes. Now, the Achrayin and the Ramah brings down in two tshuvas his mashma that if the person did it loitze shaloi, but he laid it on thick, he exaggerated a little bit, he added stuff to his suit, and by doing so, he was goyim extra hefseidim. So there they say that avada, that's not just loitze shaloi, because you didn't need that extra stuff in. Alamai, it's nizgalu, your intention. The intention was also, zevazegoyim, you also had kavanos elahazik, and a male, even the first sheet is going to hold you chayim. But if a person is legit, he goes to court, obviously it's also, but he goes to court, only loitze shaloi, he's only tevei what he has to be tevei, and he wants to be loitze shaloi, and by that he causes his friend a lot. I've said them, it's 2 days in the Ramah.
Of course it's like that. Every time I go...
No, sometimes they go Mina. I mean, this week I was involved in the case of Akois, they're ready, the IRS is involved. I mean, they go more than just...
The reason why the guy was tevei the guy to Akois, because loitze shaloi, he always feels he was right?
Loitze shaloi, correct. Well, again, unless he's Maxim, unless he does more. Sometimes he's doing it to hurt the other guy. He wants to tie the guy up. He wants to coerce the guy to sell him the building. He wants to coerce the guy to do something. Sometimes you could start losing for shitting the reasons. But liens on the property, I mean, it's a mean world out there. There are a lot of reasons why people go to Akois. One of the reasons is Loitze Yisholoi. That happens to be one of the reasons. Not always the case. No? You know what I mean? In such a cases? Shall you ever have such a case? And the mice, I know, I could see, I saw so many of these cases. They have all cheshbonis why you're going to court. You have other reasons. But anyway, the mice, if you're doing a loitze shaloi, you have two shittas in the Ramah. Let's see the shach, how we paskin. So the shach, if cotton chavod. B'tshuvis maram milublin kotav, v'av sheyesh chokim b'zeh, nira shekach halacha, like the first shita, that you're not a moisa. V'loi nehira lachriya neged maram bar baruch, maram Rattenberg, v'loi hoyu b'doirei k'moisa, k'desa b'piski mairoi. K'idua, v'ash chach me'ashkenaz, maram was from the G'dayli Rishonim. In fact, for us, k'mat everything that we do into minig ashkenaz, stems from him, because it comes, it basically, every Ramah comes from one of his three Talmidim, which is either the Rosh, the Mordechai, the Gois Maimini, and Mamela. Basically, our whole Kabbalah is coming from the Maram. So, Dr. Shach, Lohayu Bedoir Kamaisai, Mamela Shepaskin like him, that's a second Shita that you're going to be Chayiv. Voi da Hasvara Rishain Hirak Svaras Yachid, who is that? Rabbi Lezim Mitula, Bamodechai, Seif Perga Gois Abaso. Over Chuvitz, Maimini, Seif and Ezekin. Vareb Mordechai Perga Menech Mashma, the Rabbis of Pligeyala. Many Rabbanim argue with Rabbi Lezim Mitula, the Kotzvasham, Umaisa Hoya Bekolina. Cologne, Bechot Shivkat Eitzel Chaveri Pikodin, Lyomim Kofaloi, he denied ever receiving the Pikodin. Veloka Hamafkid Esheloi Bide Akum, so what did the Mafkid do? He got back his rightful item, he took him to court to take back his item. And by doing so, halilu ala nifkad, they caused him other violations by doing that. Vehifsid harbe, and he lost a lot of money. Upasek harav dim efshul lamafkad latza shaloi binin acher. If he could have done it in a different way, like going to bezin or something like that, chayiv k'mohayul lishamta v'lishamta. Just like the Gemara says, when you want to be done dinin la nafshei, someone's shor is on top of your shor, and you want to save your shor, which is on the bottom, you should have done it in a way that not to hurt the shor hamazik. But if you did it in a way that you hurt the shor hamazik, you're going to be chayiv. So to here, you could have done it a different way. V'chein pasuk rabbeinu yakar adkan l'shoinoi. V'chein kazav agudu sham shekein pasuk agadeilim. V'chein bedakim moisha masik kipoiskim meilu tshuvas ramol. V'chein ma'ashal preka goizu basa kosav she'ein nira divrei abalazim itulo le'inin p'tur momin. V'chelilo lohoyreis kein she'yo. We have to paskin like the shita that you're chayiv, because otherwise it's going to be a great chilul Hashem coming out of this, because all of a sudden you're going to be poseach delas lefnei moisrim, and every it's going to be a mamish wild, a hefkevel, everyone's going to go to court. V'karav etzli zok tishach. This is the hallmark of the shach. Shach has a certain style. Whenever he wants to take on rishonim on the other side, he always finds someone to hang a hat on. Who is Toil of Elon God? He has some rishonim that hold like him. And then he usually, come out always at the end, he'll go like a flighting swap. But even those other rishonim would be moided to me, b'chai gavna. He always does it, whether it's true or not. But he always tries to fadeen the other sheet. And that's what he's doing here too. Because that's the afre b'lazim etula l'kame l'kachaloya efshu l'ilasa b'nin acher. Only if he had no brayer whatsoever, but he had a brayer, you could have done a ben in yachar. Avad, even Rabbi Elazar Metula will hold that you considered a maisa like the second shita. Now, even though the Loshon Rabbi Elazar Metula is not mashma like this, Achrenim say, but like I said, that's the style of the shach. But the bottom line is, the shach holds that we paskin like the second shita that you're going to be chayiv. Not only that, Yom Shoshomi says you got to do that because you have a kama chilul Hashem. The Divrei Chaim has a tshuva. You can look it up. It's in Chayshim Mishpat Chelak Aleph Siman Mem Hey. A nice tshuva. But Teicha Dvarim he writes Shadina Mashach and a fiery lashon. V'dayin deloidoyin kain. Any dayin who doesn't paskin like the shach osed liteinas adin. If you don't paskin like the shach that you're chayiv, that the guy is chayiv, you're osed lit. The dayin is osed liteinas adin. That's a different chayim. I mean, basically, he closes all avenues to try to entertain a patur here. That's it. It's all over. So, Mamela, at the end of the day, we paskin that even if you go to court or you bring a yarankam b'emtza to be miskaven lohoitzi ashorcha, you are going to be chayiv if you could have done it b'nin acher. Comes along the Ramban, says Aloshin, imloiho yichaver sarvin. Unless your chaver was a sarvin, he didn't want to go to bezim. Because what was the efshe b'nin acher? The first. The easy way is go to Bezdin. That's in an acher. Sorry? You masmin into Bezdin. Maybe he'll come. First, see if you can go to Bezdin. That's always, if you've been in acher, you should always be masmin the guy to a din Torah. Let me tell you a story, and then I'll bring out this Ramah a bit. Maestro Shoye Kachoy, it's a true story. I'm going to try to hide some of the facts so people should know the story. But basically, was you have two Shotvim who had a house. And something happened to the house that they were entitled to insurance. Now these two shutvim already weren't getting along with each other. They already had their share of din Torah. They're already involved with Bezdin. And shortly thereafter, their din Torah, they were still trying to iron things out and breaking up or whatever. Something happened to the house. And they had insurance on the house. And the insurance made a payout of a few $100,000 for this house. Came along one shutif, and he put the check beyond the lawyer of the shutfim. Came along one of the shutfim, unbeknownst to the other, and went to the lawyer and said, I'm the shutif, so give me the check. And the lawyer released the funds and gave this shutif the check. The other shutif got wind of this, and this was the dentary, one of the protein dentary, called him up, and told him that you dare not cash that check, because even a cash check, I'm never going to see the money, because they're already fighting for who knows how many other issues. And you better not cash the check, we have to go to a din Torah. Allegedly, that's what he said. And the other guy said, no way, I am not going to the din Torah, you can go, and I'm keeping this check in Koltov. That was his version of the story. And the other guy's version of the story, what do you mean? I asked him, let's go to a din Torah. And the first guy said, no way are we going, that's it, I had it with you, I'm going to get this money back, you'll see. What did he do? He went and called up the lawyer who released the funds to one shutif without the other, that he breached his lawyer. Now let's do such a thing, you have to represent both shutifs, you can't give it to one without the permission of the other. And he told the lawyer that if you don't go immediately and get the insurance company to stop the check, I'm going to sue you for malpractice, because you ended up giving the funds, shalai kedin, without my permission. So okay, went the lawyer, and he went to the judge, and he got the insurance company to stop the check. That was the Maaseh Shaya. The lawyer was a Yid, Grad he was. Okay.
But he had to go to the judge to stop the check.
Because he's not the insurance company.
No, but he
the lawyer is the one who received the check from the insurance company. He got the judge to force the insurance company to put a stop on the check. That was my story. That was the case. So, and that's what they did. Once the insurance company got wind, you know, it's kosher gezel necha. Once the insurance company ready, the check was stopped and they're holding on to it, it was a good excuse and something they see that the shutzim are fighting anyway. It's a good opportunity to start making trouble ourselves. So the insurance company decided, you know what, they're really not a chroy for this anyway and they're not paying out the insurance money. And now there was a legal battle against the insurance company to try to get the insurance company to make the payout. And there was a lot of atzoyis involved, legal fees, and there was also, besides the legal fees involved, but there was also, at the end of the day, they had to be mefasha with the insurance company, and they didn't get 100 cents on the dollar. They had to be mefasha. Initially, they were supposed to get one payout, and at the end, they ended up with a smaller payout. And then they came to Beis Din again. This was the maisa. So he's tining, he was doing a loitzi shaloi. I had to do it. And even here, I would be mutter to do because you're a sarvin. You refuse to go to Beis Din. You're going to cash the check tomorrow or the next day. I have a window of maybe 36 hours, 48 hours tops to put a stop on that check. And you're refusing to go to a dentayer. And the other guy denies it. I'm not refusing to go to a dentayer. It was one phone call from a cell phone to a cell phone. That was the whole conversation. Okay. So now let's go back to Ramah, read over the Ramah. The Ramah says, V'chayiv l'shalom lo'ikola, the second sheet in the way we paskin says, V'chayiv l'shalom lo'ikola zekoy, imlo ha'yichaveru sarvin, unless his chaver was a sarvin to come to a Beis Din. If medayik in the tshuvah is noyis dash, a simen nun beis, it was good. It was mechayiv us to go into the zinyan. It was a in the Shuvas nun beis. He's medayek. You see by other inyanim in Hilchas Dayanus, the Ramah brings down chaver sarvin v'yesh v'noyt v'rishus Beis Din. He always likes to rishus Beis Din. And here the Ramah doesn't say rishus Beis Din. It's the charayis of the noyis desha that even without rishus Beis Din, as long as your chaver was mesarev lovo ledin, even if you don't have a rishus Beis Din to go to court, and maybe you did an avla by going to court, you did an issa because you should have gotten rishus, but even this shita will hold that you're going to be potter because your chaver was a mesarvin.
Oh.
So now he has a problem, but then he goes along and he says, but you see in the Tshuvas Ramah, not like that. The Tshuvas Ramah says, I believe it's in Peivov, the Tshuvas Ramah says that as long as you could have gone to Beis Din, until you have rishus mi Beis Din, you're going to be chayiv in this shita. See, it's a problem. See, he mutches. At the end of the day, he wants to say, if you're medayik in Ramah, Ramah doesn't mean it. All the Ramah meant was like this, that if I'm going to go and tell you that I asked you to come to a din turn, you're going to deny it later on and say, no, you never asked me to go, I'm not going to be neman. Nishno dem, zokta, a second step, that even if I would be neman that this took place, I still won't have a patur unless I shikah hazmana. You won't have to need a rishus to go to Akoyis. But Chotch send a hazmana. Maybe if a bezim will send a hazmana, he'll take it seriously and he'll come. You never know. I can take experience. Sometimes a guy tells you to jump, but if you get a hazmana from a bezim, all of a sudden he comes to bezim. It's ma'isim b'choyayim. So if you would have sent a hazmana from bezim, maybe that would have two life. But the Ramah doesn't need necessarily mamish all the way to have a rishus bezim to go to Akoyis. That's how he paskins. The Divrei Chaim in Chelek Beisim in Memvav has a similar shayla, and he says something close, and he says that to say that I was invited to go to a din Torah and you denied it and you weren't willing to go to a din Torah, I'm not going to be believed. But if I invite you to go to a Beis Din in front of two Edim, and you deny it in front of two Edim, you refuse, I'm sorry, not deny, you refuse to come to a Beis Din in front of two Edim, then already I'll be potter. I don't need Rishus Beis Din. He says it in brackets, V'chein pasak eshut noyis desha. Mai says that's not how he paskins a noyis desha. That was his first shlav. The end of noyis desha seems to say that you even need a hazmana from Beis Din. First he says, first you're not nemu to say that you invited him. Then he says, nishu dem, you even need a rishus, at least you need a hazmana from a Beis Din, even if you don't need a rishus Beis Din. But the Divrei Chaim's mashmei paskins, that you don't even need a hazmana from Beis Din. All you need is two edim nemanim to say that b'faneinu, you personally asked him to come to a Beis Din, and he refused to come, that's already going to give you a p'tur. But in our case, that's not what happened. He never sent a hazmana. He could could have easily called up a Bezin. A Bezin could have made that phone call. He could have conferenced in the Bezin into that same phone call. He never called the Bezin. So like the Noizdash HaPashas, you don't have this. And even the Divrei Chaim says it has to be done in front of two Edom. Otherwise, we could say, Lav Kol Kamina, you're not meant to say you invited it. And during the Din Torah, there was Akosha. He tied it, right? The other guy said, you never asked me to forget. I asked you to go to a Bezin, and you refused. It's like, you know, each one is pointing guilt on the other guy. So Mamela, you're not Nemetz. Even the Divrei Chaim will hold that you have the second Shita. Mamela, you're Chayiv. And that's how Bezin passed. Bezin was Mechayivim for the Tzoyis, for the law, and for the all the Hefsedim that came out because they got a smaller payout from the insurance company. Do other Tzirufim. But beside this, Bezin was Mechayivim everything based on the Shita. Because we have to Paskin like the second Shita, like the Divrei Chaim says, because Oser Adai and Litan Ezedin. Why are they children? Because I have to be Litan Ezedin. No, but that's how it is. That's why he's supposed to. Who? What? They paid. I've already paid. 100%. 100%. Yeah. Bli Ein Hara Baruch Hashem in Lakewood Ir Atayra. I could say that Kmat. There's no such thing as a Loy Tzayis Adin. Kmat. I mean, we had in over 7 years, we had maybe two people. Lakewood, I'll call Shomrei Torah Mitzvah. We have sometimes Sfardim, we're not Shomrei Torah Mitzvah, the late size of them, but Shomrei Torah Mitzvah, someone is not a Mechala Shabbos Bevesia, maybe we had twice in the history, three times tops, a loy tzayis adin, and once we threatened to give a loy tzayis adin, one time we put up a sign, and he came paying immediately. It's here there are no games. In the other place of my being, here, Baruch Hashem, is the year of Torah. All right, at the end of the day, the bottom line is, and I'll let you go, is that here we see a sadistic thing, that if a person does it, even lohite shaloi, he is going to be chayiv, the way we pass it 2 days, where we pass him, he's going to be chayiv, unless the person with the sarv of the din, which means, you invite him to come to a din Torah in front of two Edom, or better yet, you even sent out a hazmana from a Bezdin, and he refused, even though you might have not been able to go to court without a het to Bezdin, but if you did it, shalaik din, you're not going to be chayiv on the tzayis. Agutavach.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.